We are in the middle of Sif Tof, Simin Tofayin Gimel Sif Hey. We've done the Mechaber. We're up to the Ramah now. We're dealing with what exactly is one is Yotze the Morer with. We saw that the various vegetables that were mentioned there. We also saw that the Mechaber said that they're not allowed to be cooked or soaked. So I do want to point out that if that's the case, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to keep it soaked in water for 24 hours. Now the truth is that the Mishnah Brura is mistopic. He wants to say that it could be that water doesn't take away its flavor, and even though in Kol HaTorah Kula something soaked in water for 24 hours is considered having been pickled, it could be here not. So he says certainly with leaves one should not be makel, because it could be that it does lose its taste. Therefore, one should be careful that you don't have it actually soaking in water for 24 hours. Now we get to the Ramah. Hagav, im ein lo echad me'ela yirakis. What if one doesn't have one of those minim? The minim, again, being chazeres, the romaine lettuce, ulshin, which is chicory, tamcha, horseradish, charchavina, endives, and then morer, a minim, we don't know what that is. So if one doesn't have one of those four minim, Yikach la'ano, or shar yerek mar. Lana is the vegetable that is used in the psukim to signify something extremely bitter, or some other yerek. Now, the Bir Halacha has problems with this because the lana of Chazal doesn't of the psukim is not something that anyone would eat. Furthermore, this is something that may grow on a tree. It does not have the simonim that Chazal give us the vegetables that Yotze Morer with, that it's supposed to be a lighter color, and it has these arteries with sap in it. So we're not quite sure what the Ramah means. When he says to take lana, we're not sure if he holds that this is the morer of Chazal, or this is a min that you're yotza with, or this is only a zecher. Oshar yerek mar, some other vegetable that is bitter. Vacharosis. Yes, so the Mishnah Berurah does say that what you have to have is something that has the simonim of Chazal, and that is that it's not very green. As well as you have to have arteries that are filled with a liquid. When you cut it, a whitish liquid comes out. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that if it's not one of the minim that were mentioned in the Mishnah, one should not make a bracha of alachilas marer on it, because we're not really so bekiyim in the simanim. V'charosis, says the Ramana, the charosis yasa of, one should make it thick, zecher letit. This is a zecher to the mortar that they used for cement, so it should be something very thick. And then afterwards we put into it either vinegar or red wine to make it a little thinner so it'll be usable, and also a zecher to the blood. And the Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about mixing solids and liquids. The halacha is that on Shabbos you couldn't do that because of the malacha of Lisha. So if you do it, the halacha is that you have to reverse the order in which you put the ingredients in, and you have to mix it with the shinui, preferably with your hand. V'osin ha'charosis miperish shenim shel ben Yisrael. What exactly do you use? So first of all, kagon tapuchin, you use one of the minim, or several of the minim that Klal Yisrael is nimshel to in the psukim. Kagon tapuchim, such as apples, te'enim, figs, egozim, walnuts, rimonim, pomegranates, shkedim, almonds, venosin lav tavlin, kagon kinamon, vizangvil, and you put on it some kind of spice, such as cinnamon or ginger, hadomim letevin, that is like the straw, show you magablim bo atid, that they used to put into the mortar in order to make it stronger. So you're supposed to use those minim because they're long and they don't grind very well. It would sound like when you're dealing with the powdered spices that we have that there would really be no reason to put them into it. So this is what you're supposed to do in order to make haroses, and different people have different recipes. The ikar is that it should be something very thick, and then you dilute it a bit in wine or vinegar, preferably red wine. And that too is placed on the kara. Remember, that's where we are over here. That's placed on the kara together with the mora.